Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, voice tubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. How was your New Year holiday? If you are still a student, then congratulations, you still have a few days to relax. But if you're not a student anymore, well, today is the day when you have to get back to work. I know, it sucks, right? I bet it's difficult for you to concentrate on work today because of post-holiday blues. If this applies to you, don't worry. Today's video gives you some tips to overcome post-holiday blues. So, let's check out today's sentence right away. You know, it is safe to say that almost everyone, be it a team member, team leader, or a team manager, they feel let down by post-holiday blues once they get back from work. 中要教大家的呢是断句的技巧。其实在之前的节目中也曾经提到过，除了遇到逗号的时候要断句，可以断句的地方还有介系词啊或是连接词等等。那今天句子中可以断句的地方，我也会用斜线帮大家标出来，让大家在练习的时候可以比较轻易的上手。那先带大家来顺一次句子。句子一开始 You know，后面就是逗号，所以做停顿。再来 ，It is safe to say that， 遇到 that 字句做停顿。Almost everyone， be it a team member， 停顿。Team leader， 停顿。Or a team manager， 遇到逗号再停顿一次。后面的整句 ，They feel let down by post blues， 遇到 once 是连接词，所以在 once 的前面做一次停顿，然后再把整句念完。就完成这个句子咯。大家可以试着念念看，如果有任何问题都可以在下方留言跟我说哦。接下来进入到单字的部分，今天要介绍的呢一样有三个单字。第一个单字是 safe， 我相信大家都知道 safe 的意思是安全的，但是今天要教大家的呢是本日句子中的用法。It is safe to say that。 那这个 that 呢，它是可以省略的，所以你可加可不加。那这句的意思呢是可以肯定的说，所以这里的 safe 我们可以解释为保险的，有把握的。那我们来看看例句吧。 It is safe to say that Tom will be late again this time. He's never been on time. 我很肯定 Tom 这次又要迟到了，他从来都没有准时过。下一个要看的呢是片语 let somebody down， 它的意思是辜负某人，使某人失望。不知道大家有没有听过一首歌叫做 Don't Let Me Down， 它中文直翻的意思呢就是别让我失望。那另外可以注意的是 let 的动词三态变化同形，所以是 let。 那我们来看看例句。The well-known actor apologized to his fans for his thoughtless behavior, which let them down. 因为思虑不周及辜负粉丝的行为，这位知名的演员向粉丝们道歉。最后一个单字也是跟今天主题息息相关的单字啦，就是 post-holiday blues。那你也可以说 post-holiday depression， 意思就是连假症候群。那以 post P-O-S-T 开头的字有在什么什么之后的意思，所以 post-holiday 意思就是假期之后。那再补充一个以 post 为字首的单字 post-war， 意思就是战后的。那大家也都对 blue 这个单字很熟悉吧？ blue 当名词意思就是蓝色，但是呢当它的字尾加上 s 之后意思就会是忧郁。例如许多妈妈会有的产后忧郁，英文就是 baby blues。 那我们来看看例句吧。 People who suffer from post-holiday blues may experience fatigue as one of the symptoms。 倦怠是深受廉价症候群所苦的人们可能得到的症状之一。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope after watching today's video, you will find ways to overcome your post-holiday blues. I know it takes time to get back to normal life after a long vacation, but the sooner you get back into work mode, the better for you. If you still feel tired and lazy, that's fine as well. Just let the post-holiday blues wear off over time. Don't forget to practice today's sentence and see you next week.